Well, it's already February. Is it me, or is the clock speeding up? I understand that we have certain holidays and traditions on certain days, and it's easier to remember them if we have them at the same time every year. It's also easier for the people that make calendars to save a little money. I guess I've never been one to jump on the "it's Easter, so let's go to church" bandwagon, or thought that we should wait until Thanksgiving to start feeding the homeless, nor is Christmas the only time that we should buy toys for children whose families are impoverished. This being said, why wait until June to remind you about Loving Day and introduce you to a group of people that believe in celebrating the meaning every day? As a refresher course for anyone that doesn't already know, the name comes from the landmark Supreme Court decision Loving versus Virginia, 1967. Now, this case legalized interracial marriages in the United States. Every year, the anniversary of this victory is celebrated around June 12th. You can certainly read more about the case by checking out some of the following websites that I'm going to share with you. Now, the first one that I found was at www.myspace.com/lovingday. This took me to a website, lovingday.org. Further searching, I came upon the name Ken Tanabe. Now, Ken is the creator of the site lovingday.org. Ken also came up with the idea to celebrate the day as a holiday, much like African Americans celebrate Juneteenth. The idea really came to him while he was a graduate student working on his thesis at the New School's Parsons School of Design. Although he is a child of an interracial couple, he knew nothing of the Loving versus Virginia case that allowed his parents to wed in the first place. It started with a website and a get-together for about 150 people. It grew into a gathering of over 1,000 people last year in Ken's home state of New York. Now, if you go to the website, you'll be able to download a kit that helps you plan and execute your own Loving Day celebration. That brings me to my real point here, in the celebration of a great day in interracial history. Don't wait until June to celebrate the opportunity that many of us enjoy freely today. Pull out your Rolodex, email list, phone books, and start planning your party right now. Hey, send me an invitation. You'll never know where Letitia may show up for some good food, good drinks, and great people. And don't forget to love someone and tell them every day, especially yourself.